I'm visiting with Rebecca Ivey, Corporate Events Manager for Case IH Agriculture. And Rebecca, tell us a little bit about this work you do in the events area for Case, first of all.
So with Case IH, I manage all of our corporate events. So that goes from anything from our customer-facing events, our trade shows, to all of our VIP events as well.
I've got to just guess that this has been a challenging thing to do during these last few months since we've had this pandemic challenge, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been interesting times. This is our time, though, to get creative and come up with new ways to get our content and all of our information out to our customers. So while it has been challenging times, it's definitely been a great way to get creative and really get that content out.
Well, we want to talk about this year's agri-marketing conference, which was postponed and is now virtual, and help people understand what all that means. So you're committee chair for this, I believe. Do I have that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, I am the chair of the conference committee.
Well, then tell us a little bit about the virtual agri-marketing conference. What does that mean? What are some of the elements that we can expect to see when we get to that time?
Yeah, we definitely appreciate everyone sticking with us as this event's been constantly evolving. There's a lot of great content that we have put together for when we were going to be in person. And luckily, we've been able to take that all that content, all that different information, and really spin that into a virtual event. So besides all of the great content, all of our general sessions, our breakouts are still going to be here. In addition to all that information, we'll have the virtual trade show. We're still going to have that Best of NAMA Awards ceremony. In between, you will still have some different virtual happy hours and chance to kind of get together and still talk with people across the country. That's one of the best parts of NAMA is all of the networking that you get to do. So we're still finding ways to kind of make sure that side of the conference still happens. In addition to it being a live conference, I think one of the best parts is that you'll be able to watch the speakers, both the general session speakers as well as the breakout sessions on demand. So you'll be able to go back and watch those in case you can't get to all of them during the day.
So in other words, those will be kind of like streamed live but recorded, so that if you can't watch it at its scheduled time, you can still go back and see it on demand, right?
Yes, yep. Everything will be on demand, so attendees can go back and then view things after the meeting.
So let's talk a little bit about the schedule. We know some of us who have been there a lot of times kind of get used to what the schedule is like each year. This year, though, looking at starting, August 11th, Tuesday, and then we end up that Thursday. Just give us a little review of what we're going to see and hear during those couple days.
So evening of Tuesday, August 11th, is going to be that Best of NAMA Awards ceremony. We're still going to have a short reception in front of it and then move into that awards ceremony. Looking at Wednesday, August 12th, that day is really going to be packed full of some great speakers and some really good content. We're going to be having the opening general session is going to be with Kelly McDonald. She's going to be talking about how your egg business can market, sell, and service customers to grow in new ways. Looking past that, the second general session, we will have Charlie Plum. That will be more of a motivational type of a speaker. Looking then into that afternoon of Wednesday the 12th, we will have some breakout sessions. So the two sessions that will be coming up will be how to step up and lead in a crisis, and that will be done by Kelly McDonald. So with everything going on, we wanted to make sure we were tailoring some of the content, what's currently going on in the egg market. So that's kind of really going to be talking about that crisis management and making sure we're up to date with everything that's going on. The other breakout session then will be one about agency and client collaboration. Looking further into the afternoon, we will have two more breakout sessions. Those will be with our general session speakers, Charlie and Kelly, again. So that is really one full day of packed content. Looking then into Thursday, August 13th, that's going to be about a half day of content again. We were able to add in a third general session with Vin. He was there at the conference last year, and he actually was the first time we'd ever received a standing ovation from a speaker. So he was well-received. Everybody really loved him. And he had a new program that he came out with this year, so we were able to get him back since most of the NAMA attendees really enjoyed his session last year. And then we're going to be ending up the day with Marty for a fourth general session, and then there's going to be a workshop that's really specifically going towards small marketing departments. So that's a little bit different spin than something we've done in the past as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a partial day there. But again, these sessions, which you can watch live as they happen, will still be available to watch afterwards on demand, the rest of the content. So one thing I was going to say, when we talk about the virtual trade show, when we have that opportunity, because I have no idea what this is going to look like yet, it'll work, but I was just going to say, stop by the ZimCom booth and say hi. I'm not sure how we do that, but we'd like to.
Of course.
So registration's open. Just tell us what we need to do, because, you know, it is a little different this year. Don't have to make a hotel reservation, for example, things like that.
So go to NAMA.org. Under events, there will be a tab for the Agri-Marketing Conference. From there, you can go to AMC Registration. There will be a Register Now button that you can click on. NAMA members, the cost is $4.95 for full virtual registration. And then a non-NAMA member can register for $6.35, and that will include one free year of a NAMA membership.
Yeah, that sounds like a great deal to me. And we need more people need to join NAMA. We're working with sustaining partners to help tell the story about the value that those sponsorships provide. So let's hope this experience brings maybe some more people into it who wouldn't necessarily have been to physically attend. At least that's an experience I've heard from other conferences that have gone virtual. Before we close, though, anything else you might want to tell people to encourage them, or anything we didn't touch on?
Yeah, I think we just want to make sure, people understand that even though we have gone to virtual, all of the content, all of the benefits that you normally get from attending in person are still there. You're still going to be able to network and chat with other people across the country. That's one of the biggest values of being at conference in person, but we're still finding ways to bring that aspect of conference to the attendees. And with the current schedule at NAMA.org, you can look at all the different sessions, the speakers, and all the content that we're going to be covering here. And it's definitely not something you're going to want to miss.
Well, I'm planning to attend. We'll encourage as many others as we can. And Rebecca, thank you for your time and giving us a preview of this year's conference. Look forward to it and how it goes. And maybe we'll have to do a wrap up at the end to say this is how it went. So hoping for the best.
Yes, great. Thanks, Jeff.